Last session, I worked with several agencies to, establish an addiction counselor, and we had one for a little while, but then was under Shelley Herbley's office, and it wasn't working. So I can send you an email why it didn't work. But one of the reasons is why is because people wouldn't show up for their counseling. I mean, a lot of the people that have an addiction problem are happy with their addiction, and you're the problem when you're in their face. They don't want help, so they won't show up for counseling. Years back, you could force them to get help, but now it's all voluntary, and so we're trying to establish more and more addiction counselors, and it's not working for them. I mean, I equate it to, we had one of our hearings, and before we had a state hospital, you could make people get help, but now it's like you threw the doors open, you let everybody go, and now we're supposed to try to address that with addiction counselors. I mean, it's almost like having I told this fellow, I said, I want you to come out and manage my cattle herd. Well, there's just one thing, you can't have any fences. You gotta run around trying to keep everything out of off the roads, out of the fields, everything without any fences. And that's kind of what we're trying to do. We're trying to address health for people that you can't make them get help. And we're trying to provide funding to offset their training. But if the people won't show up for help, how do you address that? You can't make them get help.